This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee say they have no faith in Democratic Chairman Adam Schiff, and they're demanding his resignation. Mike Conway is a Texas Republican.
Your willingness to continue to promote a demonstrably false narrative is alarming. The findings of the special counsel conclusively refute your past and present assertions and have exposed you as having abused your position to knowingly promote false information.
Attorney General William Barr has said that Robert Mueller did not find that President Trump colluded with election meddling, but made no conclusion on obstruction. Schiff has said that does not mean that actions by the president and his associates were acceptable, and forcefully and dramatically defended his continued probe of U.S. President Trump's ties to Russia.
I do not think that conduct, criminal or not, is okay. And the day we do think that's okay is the day we will look back and say that is the day America lost its way.
Schiff has long maintained that President Donald Trump's associates colluded with Russia and may be compromised. Army General Joseph Attell has now relinquished command of U.S. Central Command to the Marine Corps General Kenneth Frank McKenzie. CENTCOM oversees military operations in the Middle East, Central and Southwest Asia. Votel has led U.S. Central Command since March 30th of 2016. An estimated 10 million people in Afghanistan, more than a quarter of its population, are now facing severe acute food insecurity, and they're in a need of urgent life-saving humanitarian assistance in the wake of recent floods and drought. 3 years of drought have contributed to massive crop failure, economic hardship, hunger and loss of life, and forced at least 266,000 people from their homes, according to International Federation